Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley.
And Beth Jacobson.
And thank you so much for joining us this evening. We created this show as a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And you can listen to our show two times a week, Tuesdays from 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, and Fridays from 3 to 4. And you can also go and like our Facebook page, Divine Goddess Radio. We'd love for you to do that. At the end of the month, we sit here and choose a lucky liker, and you win a half-hour free reading. And if you also want to follow our blog talk page, we have divinegoddessradio.wordpress.com. If you have any questions or comments, any positive feedback, if you have any suggestions, please feel free to email Beth or Marie at divinegoddessradio@gmail.com. Marie and I also do Divine Goddess parties, which that would entail a group of women or even men, 10 or more, that get together. The host or hostess would have a free 15-minute reading. And we go into the home, school, we go into the community, we go into the corporations, we go anywhere. We meet in the park, graduations, weddings, anniversaries, surprise parties, whatever, any occasion. We also do classes to where we can come to you. And the same thing goes for if you have 10 or more people, host or hostess would have a free class. And the classes usually are about 2 hours, and we teach a variety, teaching your intuition, how to bring more prosperity into your life, how to find your bliss, et cetera, et cetera. So if you would like to talk to Marie or I, which we also do individual intuitive clairvoyant readings, you can reach Marie at 651-303-0555. You can also reach Beth at 651-941-36 to set up individual. We do it individually or we do it together. So welcome to Tuesday. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yep, welcome, and we're doing readings tonight. We will have a guest on next week, so we thought we would give you two reading shows this week since we didn't have a show on Friday. And if you want to know what's going on energetically and up in the universe, Saturn has moved direct, so everybody's very happy about that. That means we're moving forward, and also Uranus is retrograde for 5 months. But basically what it is that, you know, we've had plenty of time to reevaluate our life during the Mercury retrograde. And now when everything goes direct, and then with Uranus going retrograde, we're going to be propelled. So there's no more dilly-dallying. Decisions are going to be coming, and you're going to find yourself being very definitive, and the universe is going to push you to be definitive. So just remember that. We are going into Leo, actually. Today, tomorrow is the cusp, and Jupiter is in Leo right now, and it's great news for everybody. So people are going to see fortunes reversing. Jobs, opportunities for money, manifesting is also going to be very easy. So I think we're in a good state astrologically and energy-wise right now.
So does that mean, is that all the rest of July into August, or is that a date?
Jupiter is in Leo until, I think, August 2015. So we've got that.
What?
Be good for
a year?
We were in Libra, and Jupiter did not like being in Libra, and we all felt that. It just did not. I mean, nothing was going the way we wanted to. And so, yeah, I believe it's August 2015. So it's a good ride. It's going to be a good ride for everybody.
Pray to whoever's listening to me.
So remember,
it goes better.
Leo starts tomorrow, so hopefully everyone will start to feel this very nice shift and things moving forward. And, you know, if you kind of feel like somebody's kicking you on your butt to make your decision and pushing you, then that's with the Saturn going direct and Uranus going retrograde. So
it must be to, you know, the theme that I've heard this past week, especially this past weekend, I was at a vendor show. I was a vendor. And I heard a lot of people talking about how tired they were and they wanted to be done. And then I heard it again from somebody else today, and it's just like, so I know it must be finishing up the deep, dark stuff that we might be hanging on to. And just know, you guys, we're all going through this. And it's not for you to vacate. Your soul is not tired. Here's my recommendation when I find myself in that space, because nobody is in that darker space than I. But I get through it. I shift through it. We have to remember everything that we're going through energetically, that we need to ask that our soul is washed, cleansed, and cleared of all the muck and yuck that's around her or him. And then ask for whatever energy that you need to be brought in. Like, my soul wants the rose gold. Those are higher vibrational colors. The platinum, which is the highest vibrational color. Teal. So you want 100% of those colors to come in and feed your soul and just, you know, feel it coming into your soul. That's going to revitalize you. It's going to give you that second wind. So be careful what you say. Don't say that you're tired. Just saying you're done and you're through with all those the hard life lessons. Don't say you're done, because then that can create a block. I've been there more than anybody else that I know. So just say you're done with those hard lessons, that you're ready for them to be done. You're done with them. You don't need to do them anymore. Finito.
I am done with all my hard life lessons.
Hard life lessons. And keep doing it. You're just gonna, and that doesn't mean the universe won't sit here and test you. Do you really mean it? But don't say you want to be done, period.
Yeah.
Because then it just cancels and deletes everything that you've been putting out there trying to manifest. So those are my words of advice. I have found it out the hard way. Just say you want to be done with those hard life lessons.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that you want more ease in your life. But then you have to allow the ease to come in, too.
Right. Yep, and you can say, I'm done with the hard life lessons,
mm-hmm.
and I allow all things to come to me with ease and with grace.
Yes. I also suggest spend a lot of time by water. Journal water, sit in the sand if you can be by a beach. Sit right down there. It will bring you back and invigorate you. I can't even speak tonight.
All right. Well, shall we jump into our caller?
Let's jump in.
Okie dokie. Good evening. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nancy from Texas.
Hi, Nancy.
Hello, Nancy. Do you have a question or comment?
Well, I do. I'm just so with you what you've been saying. You know, the whole tired and end of my long journey and ready. I'm ready for the next part.
Good.
I had someone tell me today that I'm going to be traveling this summer, which I had no plans of doing, but that's what I wanted to ask you about. Am I going to be traveling with somebody, a man, and is this job-related? Because I need to get a job, but I have no idea what's coming or what I can do. But if... there's this guy, Steve, that might ask me, and I'm just wondering if that's it. I don't know. I'm open to whatever.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first thing I heard was you're going to be traveling for pleasure, not for work.
Okay.
And are you currently working right now?
No, I'm trying to find a job, and I'm just not really having any luck because you know, I've been a stay-at-home mom. It's hard to get back out there and do something that pays well and that's a fit. I'm not having
much
luck.
You know what I'm hearing, and I can't believe it. I'm seeing it and hearing it. I'm hearing 3M, and that's a company. That's an organization, 3M. And I know
right.
They pay pretty well. They pay pretty well. So to go onto their website and to see what they have, you could start at like an entry level and work your way up, because I know you can work up the ladder.
Do you have any experience in marketing?
Yeah, I wasn't really looking for something full-time. I mean, I've done the whole office thing. It's not my thing. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And I'm not you know, I can do the whole computer thing, but I'm not proficient at it, so I'm not really...
is something in the lines of something to do with marketing.
Oh, okay.
Involved with marketing.
Well, I need to
just to keep an open mind on it, because it's when they're getting you to look at something that's outside of your comfort zone, that means there's growth for you on different levels of skills that need to be enhanced that you're going to be able to utilize, and also it's contacts that you're going to have, contacts. And all it takes is that one person to bring you to another level. So
yeah, and they're saying marketing, something to do with a photography company or something to do with photography.
Oh, okay. Because I'm going to be marketing my book, but I don't know what, I have no background in marketing, so that's a whole new thing for me. But for photography, oh, okay, well, I'll check that out. I'm just keep going through Craigslist and nothing really excites me,
Do you have like a local studio, photography studio in town?
Oh, yeah, I'm in a major city, so I'm sure I could find something with that.
Yeah, check around with photography studios.
Yeah, I would think Texas would have a pick.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay. Well, this has given me something else to look for. Seems to me that there was some ad at Craigslist for helping with a marketing, someone helping photography. So that might be it.
Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, I'll go check it out. Awesome.
All right. Well, good luck to you.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have a great night.
Bye-bye.
For calling in. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay,
you too. Okay, we'll grab our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Yes, hello.
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 Hi, my name is Alfina, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Alfina?
Yes.
Okay. What's your question or comment, Alfina? How you doing?
Love and relationships, whatever you can pick up.
Okay, Alfina, in a relationship. Did you just get out of a relationship not too long ago? We're talking within the past 3 months.
Yeah.
There's something from that relationship that you're needing to look at, go in and examine, and it has to do with the lessons that you gain from that relationship, because there's something that you're still holding on to within your heart.
Actually, I'm wondering, like, I'm interested in someone right now, like, where do you see that going?
Where that's going right now? I'm hearing it's a possibility, but it's not feeling they're not feeling long-term to me. They're not feeling long-term for me.
Did you have children with the person you just got out of a relationship with?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Okay.
Was he like a child?
No.
This one, I'm feeling like this is the one that you're currently with is going to bring you to another level and prepare you for the one that's going to be coming into your life.
I'm not with anyone right now.
I thought you said the one that you were with right now.
Interested in.
Yeah, I'm not hearing that. This it doesn't feel like no. The one that you're interested in, it's not feeling right. There's something that you need to do with the past relationship.
The past is the past. Like, I don't think I need to go back or even try to fix anything or figure anything out. So, I honestly don't know why you would take that up.
I'm only saying what it is that I'm getting. I mean, free will. If you don't want to do it, that's completely.
Sometimes we think that we've moved on, but there's something, you know, even on a subconscious level.
Yeah.
Because if we both pick up on it, then, you know, there's something there. And it's just a matter of
always
going to
be something there if it's a past relationship. I mean, that's given. Like, you don't really need to tell me about that. But, yeah, I was just interested in, like, what you saw coming up with the person I was interested in. So that was my main focus there.
Okay, yeah. You know, all I hear is that that person is just a bridge. I mean, they're not anything.
I'm not asking you if we're going to get married and have kids and live to grow to be old. No, that's not what I'm asking. I'm just saying, what do you pick up?
That it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you're entitled to your opinion, but okay.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Again, people, I just want to sit here and reiterate that we're not always going to tell you what it is that you want to hear, but we're getting what it is that what Spirit's wanting you to know at this time. And, you know, I just ask that the next reader keeps an open mind so that you can shift through that, because you could see, this is the Counselor Beth coming in here, you could see, you could feel and hear that there's still something that's there that she doesn't want to let go of the past, and obviously there's some pain there. So I wish you the well. I wish you luck so that you can bring in the individual that you're wanting in your life. So, but
exactly.
On to our next caller.
Okay. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Who is this?
Hi. My name is Risha, I agree with you on, you know, giving a reading, and sometimes people don't always want to hear what
they
you have to
don't
say.
They always want
stuff.
To hear.
Yeah,
so what,
like,
can you do,
yeah.
What can we do for you? Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a question, and it's an interesting one, I think. I've been dreaming about an estranged daughter. We've been estranged now for about 4 years. I don't know why, but over the past month, she's been in my dreams. Like, there's a connection. She's almost as if she's trying to tell me something, and I'm not sure what that is. Not sure if you can help me with that.
Well, let's see.
And you said this was your estranged daughter, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. The past 4 years.
Okay. Okay. The first two words that I'm hearing are reaching out. She's reaching out.
All right.
Is she hesitant to contact you? Did you guys? I mean, was it on pretty bad terms that?
Well, she just threw me for. Yeah, she did. And it's like she just threw me for a loop one day. I was on the phone with her, and that was the end. I haven't spoken to her since.
Yeah.
That was about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
She doesn't even speak to her brothers or sisters. Yeah. Well, she recently had a birthday this past couple of weeks. She's had a birthday, so...
And I don't know why I'm hearing this, because I don't know if you know this. Were there drugs or alcohol that are involved that you know of?
No, not with her, no. She just had a, no, she's not that kind of, she's not a serious kind of person. She didn't do anything like that. I'm wondering if there's something else going on with her, I don't know. And she just needs to... Sometimes people, when they do what she did, they don't know how to turn back around. You know, you can cut people off, but at the same time,
yep.
You don't know how to turn back around because either pride stands in the way or you just don't know how. Because you don't know how people are going to react.
Exactly.
And she's even broken away. She's broken away from everyone in her family, her sisters, her brothers. And
right.
They're just like, maybe she needs to work through something. We're letting her do it. We haven't passed
through. What I'm picking up is that, you know, she is basically, what I'm seeing her is saying, I really want my mom. I really want my mommy. As a little girl, I want my mommy. But she's very nervous to reach out and actually call you. She's scared about basically how you're going to react. So her soul is coming to you. Her soul is talking at night to you in dreams because she's having a difficult time physically connecting with you.
Do you know her address? Do you know her address?
Oh, I just sent her a birthday card, and in the card, you know, and I sent you some birthday presents. Mm-hmm. And I said in the car, you know, call me sometime. I miss you, you know. So.
What I'm seeing, what they're showing me, is that I'm seeing you write just like a brief little letter coming from your heart and just talking about just what it is that you said to us. Sometimes we say things and we don't know how to turn it around. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as a mother reaching out there and giving her that outing, no matter what, anything can be healed. So you're opening that door up, and that's what I'm seeing, and that letter will be successful.
Yeah, I suppose. I was wondering, though, if there's anything physically wrong with her. She had an operation over the past 6 months. So I don't know if she's okay or something else might be brewing with her. So she's trying to get back with her family and doesn't know how.
I just
feel very sad about the whole thing, you know.
Oh, of course.
I'm sure
of course.
Yeah.
I'm hearing her operation was more of a routine thing, so I'm not picking up anything that
no.
There's anything seriously wrong with her, no.
And what I'm seeing is a connection with you and her, and I'm not seeing any blockages on that one to where they're saying, yes, let mother know this. So it's like, no. Worst case scenario, she doesn't know how to redo this, undo this.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know how to get out of it. She doesn't know how to get out of it.
Yeah.
Right,
so as best, just writing the letter and opening the door for her would be the way, you know, would help her to overcome that and then bring her back in.
Yeah, well, she knows with me. Yeah, well, I hope that works. Yeah. You know, because, you know, you're grieving for someone.
Oh, yeah.
Life. It's like I'm grieving.
Yeah,
but she's
course.
Still around. She's still available. And and we live. I mean, I was 1,300 miles away. It's not like she lives across the street and I can tap on a door and, you know, sneak up on her maybe when she's on her way to work and say, hey, you know, this is your mother here. What's going on?
But, you know, that would be a perfect thing to also write into your letter, how it's making you feel. It's like I'm grieving my daughter and you're still here.
I'm grieving.
And life is too
really?
Short. You put it in that perspective,
yeah.
You'll be amazed at how you can get her to look at it differently.
Yeah.
I've seen miracles happen with letters when they come from the heart.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen situations heal that have been broken for 20-plus years. So it all comes from a heart space. And that energy goes in, and the other person will feel it.
You know?
Yep.
Well, I just hope right now she's happy. You know, she's married, and I just hope she's happy and everything is okay.
Yep.
With her. Yeah.
She seems to be fine.
Just
she
open that door for her.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. I mean, I know that was like a serious question.
It was very well. We appreciate the serious questions as well.
Because you never know. Your question might, you know, be helping somebody else, too. So
somebody
thank
else.
You so much for calling in.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah,
thank
have
you.
A great evening.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. If you do want to call in, our number is 347-327-9360. We'll grab our next caller here. Hi, who is speaking and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Patty from New Mexico. I have a storm here. I hope you can hear me fine.
Oh, we hear you, Patty. How are you?
Okay, hi. Hi, ladies. I'm
Hello.
Doing fine. Thank you.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Actually, yeah. I ended up a long-time relationship I had, and I wonder, there's a couple of guys, new guys, and just wonder what's the next step for me. If I should be with one of these guys, wait, I don't know, just what you guys see.
Oh, boy, I can really hear the rain.
I'm just sitting here laughing. They're showing me a picture of a guy, but I'm going in Mexico. There's a lot of black hair. Are you kidding me? So I'm asking for specifics. This individual has black hair. It's parted on the side. It looks like it's parted on the left-hand side. He seems pretty well-groomed. I don't know if he's current with you or he's soon to be coming into your life. He's a little shorter stature. And when I say that, probably 5'5", 5'7".
Huh.
And I'm trying and he might be coming in very, very soon. He feels like he's right there. And his name starts with an M. His name starts with an M. It begins with an M. I don't know if it's Mario. It sounds like Mario or something. It's an M. I'm going to give an M. And then his last name starts with a P, as in Paul.
Okay, wow. I don't know him.
And so then if you don't know him yet, he'll be coming on in.
Do you go out dancing?
Yeah. What about the guys that are currently around me? There's a guy that starts with Z, or Zorro.
Z is Zorro?
Sure. Yeah.
Is he married?
Well, he's separated. I don't think they're legally divorced yet.
No.
I'm hearing no with him. Marie and I are both hearing no with him. No.
Okay.
That's why I asked if he was married. I'm like, nah, cheater. That's what I heard. So.
Okay, good.
And the other guy, what's his name?
His initial is G. But he doesn't live here. He lives elsewhere. He lives in Europe, as a matter of fact, a little far.
No, I also am hearing no for that one, too. This other one that's coming in, he's going to be in very soon. Feels like within 3 weeks.
Oh, my gosh. Okay,
yeah,
so that's a
you're going to meet him dancing. Do you go dancing?
Sometimes, yeah.
Okay, so I'm hearing that you're going to, I'm seeing you guys, you're at a place where there's dancing, and he's dancing too, and he's going to ask you to dance. Do you dance, this is going to sound weird, but do you dance like bachata?
Yeah, because I'm South
American.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hearing bachata, which is really, really specific, because I'm in my head, I'm like, well, can't we, you know, like a regular nightclub or, you know, salsa or ballroom dancing, country, and they're saying bachata. I'm like, okay, that is very specific. So.
Wow.
Oh, interesting.
Is that a very sensual
dance?
I've never heard of it.
It's from...
It's from, I think it's Dominican Republic or something like that.
Oh, really?
So,
wow.
So none of the current guys are advisable, in other words.
No.
No, and I'm saying absolutely no. No.
Okay. All right.
And I'm very mindful in how I say it. They're going out, no.
Okay. And not going back with my ex-boyfriend either, right?
No. Absolutely not.
Okay, so I started new. That's good. Sounds good.
Yes. And you want somebody who is worthy of you as you're worthy of him. You want good. Somebody who's going to treat you like a queen.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, I deserve that. Every woman.
You do. Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty much what I wanted to ask. I appreciate your help.
Okay, thank
you're
you.
You're very welcome. Have a great evening.
Bye.
You take care. Bye.
Hi, who are we speaking
Hello.
With and where are you calling from?
My name's Candace. I'm calling from Louisiana. Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you, Candace?
I'm great.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Ask about my love life, actually. I'm single. There's nobody that I'm interested in. There's nobody that I would love to see. Do you see a soulmate coming in or anything like that?
Well, first and foremost, I want to say you are a bright light. So thank you for that energy coming in.
Yes.
Thank you. So continue
thank
to
you.
Take really good care of yourself like you are, because we
yes.
can definitely feel it. So you want to attract that other bright light.
You're very balanced. Mm-hmm. I'm picking up you're very balanced. I mean, you've worked on yourself, correct?
Yes. I've been divorced for 3 years.
Okay.
So, yeah, I had to do a lot of self-loving and getting myself together because I have a 3-year-old daughter, and I have to be that energy and that balance and that person for her. So I had to take care of me. And I've been loving it ever since. I've been loving being single because it's not, that's never really been a part for me, actually, for guys or whatever. It's just picking that, not saying picking, but just waiting on that person that deserves me. So.
Exactly.
With that being said,
you're ready now, and your heart is completely wide open. So you're ready. Yeah, you're ready.
I'm hearing by the end of the year you're going to meet somebody, but it won't be to the end of the year. But nothing will manifest where anything takes off until the beginning. It feels like maybe January, February of 2015.
Okay.
2015 is going to be huge for many, with romance. Because we're still finishing up some major stuff 2014. So it feels like you'll be meeting some people. So keep an open mind. Put yourself out there socially. But nothing will become of it until probably January, February 2015.
Okay.
And that may not be what you want to hear, but you know the end of the year it will be right. It's right around the corner.
Do you pick up his energy or whatever? What do you pick up around him? If you don't mind me asking, I know I ask him a lot, but.
You know what I'm hearing, believe it or not, I don't know if you're going to anything like this, but I'm hearing it's going to be a spiritual retreat that you go to.
Okay.
Retreat. And it's going to be a big gathering of many. And it feels like it'll be something that has over 200 people. So don't keep an open mind, whatever. I'm not hearing what kind of an event.
I do go to like a women's retreat every year. Actually, last year was my first year going. A women's retreat, it's like basically like last year was like 500 plus women. So it was actually for our church. And I'm definitely going because I'm a musician there. And I do sing. Oh. So that's going to be pretty interesting. Because it's mostly it's like very few guys that are allowed to go. And they're very much more higher up in the church or whatever, getting things together and stuff. But, you know.
It also could be through one of the women that you associate with at this retreat.
Yeah, and I'm hearing, too, that he's a professional. So he does some kind of, his career, he's a professional. So.
Oh, you know what I'm hearing? I'm hearing it's going to be it's going to be something else that's going on. It isn't going to be that retreat. It's going to be something else. So this retreat is not together yet, so whoever's putting it together, it might be in the process of its being formed. It's not out there yet. And you'll know. You'll be directed to it when the time is right. So just keep an open mind. Keep an open mind.
Yes. I'm asking too many questions. I got offered to do I've been told throughout the years that I had a voice for radio. Now, this is the thing, because, I'm hearing, now y'all do radio, but I'm wanting, somebody told me that I should be supposed to be doing something with my voice. That's supposed to be something I'm supposed to be doing. I just don't understand and know what I'm supposed to be doing, because I sing, I play, I'm a musician, but I also, for some odd reason, I do have a voice and people do listen. So I'm not knowing for sure what do I supposed to be doing.
Have you ever thought of doing voiceovers?
You know what? I've never thought of it. Thought of that.
Look into voiceovers. And also with your singing, you know, you could voice over singing too, like when you're laying over commercials or things like that.
It feels more right with the jingles.
Yeah, jingles.
I do write, and I've always felt connected to jingles. At my job now, I sing, and especially when it comes to orders, a lot of people are like, wow, how do you come up with this stuff so fast? Like, I can hear stuff, and I already know exactly what I'm going to say, knowing it rhymes exactly perfect and everything, and people are like, wow, that's really good. Have you thought about doing stuff with that? And I'm like, well, I am kind of working on doing it, but in the same sense, you know, I'm just like, I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be doing, because I have multiple talents, but I just don't know what I should be.
You know, type that up on Google: how to get a job with jingles.
Yeah,
you know.
But I'm hearing though to start it with voiceovers.
Okay.
Because that's going to be your in.
Okay. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
And you can Google anything and find anything when you Google it. Once upon a time, I would have been able to give you someone because I knew somebody who did it and they could have talked to you, but I no longer have had that contact. So all I can suggest is that you go onto Google and Google it.
Okay. Thank you so much. God bless y'all.
You're welcome.
Thank y'all.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You too.
Bye-bye. Our next caller. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Anne Marie and I'm from Virginia.
Hi, Anne Marie. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
So do you have a question or a comment?
It's more of a question. I'm currently trying to get into a company that I was working with before. And I've made contact with three separate people, and I was wondering, do you feel them contacting me soon for employment?
I'm hearing yes. I'm asking which one. There's two of them that you're going to hear from.
I can give you the first letter of their name. One is, well, it's three of them. So the female's name is J, first letter. And then the two males, one is C, and then the other one is D.
The one with the second one you said, I'm hearing no. So it's the first and the last one.
One is associated, I'm hearing the word shell. So something with a shell.
A shell?
A shell?
No, shell. Like I'm seeing an actual shell.
Oh, a shell.
I don't know.
It's
possible that the director, because the human resources director, she's been out of town. I don't know if you picked that up or not, but she's been on vacation, so it could be picking that up. I don't know.
It could be where she's at an ocean somewhere. You're picking up.
Otherwise,
I'm trying to figure
that
out.
Name of the company. Name of the company or
the person's last name starts with the H, Harris, like Harry, like H-A-I-N-E-S. It's a English with Haynes or something, ways you have to spell. And the name of the company is Axiom Resource Management.
And I'm not picking up on the shell. I'm just getting the first one, yes, and the third one, yes. The second one, the middle one, no.
Yeah, they're just saying the one that's associated with the shell. Because I'm actually seeing, like, a shell. You know, like, the Shell gas station, that particular shell?
It would be interesting to know if their buildings are by something that has a shell or has the name
Shell
in the name of it.
There's a Shell gas station down the street from the location I'm trying to work at.
Oh, well, maybe that's...
Is that the first one
or
the third one?
I'm trying to think. It's like no more than maybe, I want to say, 10 blocks away.
The first one or the third one?
The first one.
First one, okay.
Because believe it or not, the first one is coming in a lot clearer. I'm seeing more of a white YES. So it'd be interesting if it feels like it's more that one.
Yeah. Because I
can't from a shell, I would say that's the association right there.
Yep.
The Shell gas station.
Yep.
Yeah, because
so that'll be interesting.
I frequently go to the Shell gas station to pump gas, so I don't really bump into any of my coworkers there. but because I don't know if you pick up the building structure at all, because it's like seven buildings and it's like an L shape. Or it could be in a shell shape because there's six buildings that's in like a, you could say like a, the way how a shell is wrapped, and then there's a building that's smack dab in the middle. It reminds me like if you open up like a shell, there's like a pearl area. That's how it looks.
Yeah, and that's the type of shell I'm seeing.
Oh.
Clamshell.
There you go.
And
now,
in fact,
do you have
that Shell gas station too, so.
Yeah, so do you have an idea when they'll contact me? Because currently I am working for another organization, but you could say that the writing's on the wall, and I have this feeling that my time there has ended.
I'm hearing 3 weeks. 3 weeks.
Okay.
I don't know. Are you getting anything?
Yeah, what I heard was end of August. By end of August, you'll know.
Okay, yeah, because I'm having this like really odd feeling because I'm coming back from short term on Monday, and I have a feeling like the first 2 weeks, oh, they're going to be fine with me, and they're not going to push me too much, but I'm going to have a lot of like maybe a negative vibe coming back.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be maybe a hard situation to try to work through. So I'm trying to basically work my way out of the situation as best as possible without really making it seem like I'm just abandoning the company when in actuality I'm trying to do what's best for me, if that makes
sense.
You're
doing the right thing.
You're doing the right
thing. Don't second guess yourself.
Yeah, don't second guess yourself.
Yep. No, I'm not second guessing myself. It's just the point being, it's like I know when there's bad energy around me and I get very super sensitive about it.
Yeah.
And since I've been there, I've gotten sick to the point where I had to go on short term. And I've just found out, I don't know if it was God trying to tell me this, but I now have physical therapy for 12 weeks. That was found out today. And that my scar where I had injury at didn't heal properly, which is kind of weird. And I've never had this experience before, so I don't know if it's God's trying to tell me that it's too early to go back or
When you go back, if you're going back on Monday, make sure you take a piece of selenite, whether it's a tower or a rock or something, you know, a chunk, and take it with you and keep it on your desk. That'll help negate any of the bad energy around you.
And then also ask the angels to put protection around you.
Yeah.
You don't take on the negative.
I ask angels all the time. I even wear a guardian angel pin my grandmother gave me. My mother gave me the cane for my grandmother.
Yep,
but it seems like it doesn't matter what I can do in there.
You need the selenite on your desk.
And also just with the mindset of you're not taking on any of the energies or the frequencies that anybody is trying to give to you. You have to remember you're a bright light, and when you're a bright light in some darkness, that darkness will try to come at you any way that it can. You have to be the one that says you're not going to win. So meanwhile, you're doing what you have to do. You're trying to find some employment elsewhere. But you still want to take those precautionary measures. And I'm also hearing rose quartz. If you have rose quartz, put that in your pocket, your left pocket.
Left pocket rose quartz. I would have to go out tomorrow and get some before I go to work.
Yep.
On my desk.
And then, you know, what I do, because I have necklaces, I have jewelry of all sorts with it too, but if I don't happen to have it on me, I'll put it in my pocket and then I'll also put a stone right in my bra in the middle of my heart. And so you'll be amazed at how that can get you through stuff. You'll be amazed. So that
now,
and selenite.
Now, I'm also wondering, I've been going through insomnia, and I was wondering if that has to do with anything of... I've been going through it lately, and usually I always get it before something good happens to me. If it's not that, I just get, like, an energy vibe. So I was wondering exactly what's going on with that.
Well, you're going through major transformation, what I'm hearing with you, and there's a lot of people who are reporting not being able to sleep or people are really tired. It's either or. And you're going through some massive shifting right now. And then if you're going through this work situation and you also have trauma to your body, your body is having to assimilate and then integrate all this energy that's going on. And I don't care who you are, whether you're tuned in or not, everybody's affected by what's going on planetary. Everybody is.
You've got the insomnia. I've got the I can barely keep my eyes open.
So me too. And it affects us all differently. But I'm hearing yours is energy-based.
Okay.
And so all you have to do is tell yourself, no matter how silly this sounds, that you're integrating the new energy that's for your highest and best good with ease and grace, and you'll be amazed. And then before you go to bed, just if you do mantras or pray, whoever you do it to or whatever you do, ask that you have a sound sleep so that your physical body is rested and you wake up feeling revitalized and refreshed.
Okay,
and you'll be amazed at how you'll sleep. And that nothing's coming at you. It's because you have a lot of activity at a subconscious level. Ask that it's just you get a good night's sleep because you need a good night's sleep. And you'll be amazed at how you'll get it.
Okay.
Okie doke.
Thank you
so much. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
This is Veronica. I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Veronica. Do you have a question or a comment?
Hi. Yeah, I had a question about career, actually. I'm working as a drug counselor, but I am part-time with a cosmetic called Bobby Brown. And I've been going through training, and, I mean, it's piqued my interest. I've always been interested in makeup since I was very young, and it's, like, now a nice opportunity for me to get in. And I'm just interested in seeing if this would go somewhere to something greater for me working more with the brand, Bobby Brown.
Gosh. You know, when you're asking that, I don't know why I'm hearing no, and that's why I'm going in and asking specifics. What do you mean? This is what she's wanting to do. And if you're finding joy in that, being a drug counselor, believe you me, I get it. You want something fun on the side.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hearing that would be a distraction, so I'm asking then what's for her highest and best good.
What did you say?
There's going to be something else that's going to be coming in, and I'm asking why not the Bobby Brown.
I'm hearing that a different makeup line is
yeah,
what I'm hearing.
Yeah, a different makeup line.
For some reason, the Bobby Brown is not resonating with you.
Okay.
On a conscious level, it is. On a conscious level, it is. Because you're saying you really enjoy it, that you have fun with it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm hearing that there's another alternative.
Okay.
Is Bobby Brown natural based? I'm hearing more natural based.
Yeah, they are. It's a color line, but and it has a lot. I mean, you are applying makeup, but she is all about really making the woman more naturally beautiful instead of like the, you know, like MAC makeup is very celebrity like, very glamour, glam, and trendy. And she's not really all that trendy, but she does, you know, I mean, you can get creative with it if you want to, but it's more focused and geared towards just empowering women, bringing out their inner beauty, that kind of stuff.
Do you know
the
ingredients
the
that are in that?
Yeah.
Do you know the ingredients
I'm hearing that for your highest good, it's better for you to work with organic cosmetics.
To where
it
it's
is more like,
wise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how her products are made. Her products are
they
made
are?
That way.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
That we're both picking up on that. I'm hearing there's going to be an alternative one, but I'm not hearing the brand. But it has to do with it's more natural based than the Bobby Brown.
Mm-hmm.
Again, remember, free will, if it's something you want to do, you can definitely do it, but that doesn't mean it's going to be for your highest and best good.
Okay.
But I'm still not – you haven't run into this the other – yeah, you haven't run into the other brand yet. So I don't know if it's something that's going to be – that it's in the process of being made and then you're going to come across it.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be for color also. So it will be very interesting. I'm hearing within 2 months something else is going to present itself to you with the cosmetics, the cosmetic stuff.
Yeah,
because
the only other brand that's extremely natural is a brand that I would have no interest in whatsoever. It's a little bit dull and boring, but that would be like the step down. It's called Origins, but I'm not really interested in them at all.
No,
that's not the one. Huh.
Well, it's
hers are pretty natural.
Yeah.
So well, you know what, and I'm hearing
like right
this,
now.
And don't ask me what this is about. I have no idea what's out there. There's going to be something that's sea salt based. So that'll be interesting.
That's
so just keep your eyes and your ears open for that. There's going to be to where the main, there's going to be something in it that's sea salt based. What that all means, I'm not quite sure. That will be interesting to see what comes out of that. I'm not getting the name of this brand. But within two months, it will present itself, I'm hearing. So what is that? Probably the beginning of September, Beginning of September?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the middle of
September. Hers is the only one out there that's like that, and I think it has sea salt in it, some of the stuff. But
oh, really?
I'm just a part worker there. I was looking to maybe move into something more than makeup artistry, like as an elite makeup artist or a trainer, something along those lines.
I'm hearing
but
from
I know
you
that
that I get thumbs up with that, because that would just make your heart sing because of the creative
yeah.
part of it. Thumbs up on that one, but I don't know if it's going to be for that brand of makeup, though. That's the only thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they're definitely saying thumbs
good.
Up with the, you know, if you're wanting to apply that, be a cosmetologist or definitely thumbs up on that.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know. I'm not getting a brand name. I'm
yeah,
going in and asking.
Huh?
I said I'm asking the question of the brand name, but I'm just not getting it. So it's just something that hasn't been, it hasn't presented itself yet. So within 2 months, it'll be interesting to see what ends up coming to the surface for you. It'll be very interesting. But definitely do the cosmetics, you know, to where you're applying, you know, if it's something you want to venture into more with applying different stuff, but you just haven't found the line yet specifically that you're going to be doing, the line of makeup
okay.
yet, if that makes sense.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Well,
thank
you.
Yep. Thanks for
bye-bye.
Calling in. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. We've got our last caller. Hi. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hello. Hi. Who
Hi.
Are we speaking with?
Hi. My name is Nita. I'm calling from Texas.
Cece, okay.
Hi. How are you doing, and what's your question?
My question was around a relationship, if you saw one coming in for me, like my love life.
Okay. Let's see.
Cece. Well, you may not like this answer, but I'm hearing not till spring.
Okay.
Not till spring. There's some work that you're going to, that you need to continue to work on yourself.
Yeah, some heart stuff.
It's some heart stuff, and that just means you're going to, and it doesn't necessarily mean it's conscious stuff that you're aware of, but you're going to be
mm-hmm.
going through this for the rest of the end of the year, and that doesn't mean it's going to be intense, but it's going to clear it out so that you're going to be ready. And then I'm hearing twin flame. Twin flame will be coming in. So if you don't know anything about twin flames, do some research on that so you have an understanding, because you want your twin flame to be washed and, you know, come in completely balanced.
Yeah.
Balanced and aligned.
Okay.
And healthy. So study that, because I don't even get what fully twin flame is about either.
Okay.
That feels like who's going to be coming in for you in springtime. So you need to finish your stuff up. But you're in a really good place, just so you know. We're
yeah,
not saying anything.
You're
yet.
In a
you're in a really
place.
Good place.
What I'm seeing in your heart is like a very, like a tiny little scar left.
Mm-hmm.
And it just that's just like the last piece of the healing, and it's very small. But once
mm-hmm.
you heal that, then your heart is open and full and fully healed.
And I'm hearing it has to do with father, and it doesn't necessarily mean just father from this lifetime. It could be grandfather, great-grandfather, and it can be from lifetimes, father, grandfather, great-grandfather,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, it's at a deeper level. So don't be surprised if you, during dream state or just out of the blue, some feelings that you're going, what in the world is that about? Or it might be a TV,
mm-hmm.
book, movie, whatever that you're watching, and some tears come up. Don't feed into it. Just let it come up, let it go, and don't judge it.
Okay. All righty.
Because all it is stored emotions within you. That's all it is stored emotions.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're layers. If you
Alrighty.
If you remember that we're layers, and that's all we are
uh-huh.
is emotion. So good for you. Keep doing what
okay.
you're doing. Keep
All
doing
right.
what you're doing.
Thank you, guys.
Thank
you're
you.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, we are out of callers, so I
thank you for everybody who came and called. Thank you, thank you.
Yes, thank you. We appreciate all of our callers. And don't forget to go into our Facebook page and like us. We really want to grow that page. And I don't know if you can tell from my voice, but I have a bit of a cold, and it's kicking my you-know-what. So I think we're going to sign off, and we'll catch you Friday at 3 p.m. for Phone In Friday. Have a great evening, everyone.
Yeah, love and light. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.